Blog Talk Radio.
Yourself?
Oh,
we're good.
We're great. Welcome to the show, George.
Why, thank you. Thank you.
You're having did you have a beautiful day up there in the wilds of New York State?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. It's this time of year. I mean, it's outrageously beautiful, but I'm not complaining.
Oh,
it's
me
really
either.
Nice.
Tomorrow is supposed to be quite warm, so I'm looking forward to it.
I am also. Yeah, we're getting somewhat of the same weather, but I think ours is a little bit more milder than yours, but it's just location.
Yeah, great.
How you doing, Leo?
Pretty good, George. Pretty good, thanks. And I want to tell everybody about the new George Dixon feature on my website, Friday Night with George Dixon.
Oh, look at that.
I brought it up just to see. If anybody goes to the lasteelshow.org, you can go right to the show. There's on the menu section, there's a Friday Night with George Dixon. You can press right onto that, and you'll see all these.
Oh, there you are, George.
Yeah, you see George right there.
There you go.
The pictures of you there.
Yeah, and several of the recent programs that we've done. And, I just wanted everybody to know that was happening.
So give your website.
Yeah, lasteelshow.org. So please check that out. You'll see.
Oh, good.
That's you.
But also, it has a nice listing of your writings, Leo.
That's what it is. It's like 300 and... So far, I've got over 375 of them, and there are... I've got another... probably another 150 or more to put in, but you know it goes back to the beginning of the website back in 2004. But I've finally been able to. I got a great format so that I can put. I've wanted to put your stuff up for a long time, put your shows up there, and special shows that we've done on the radio. So, but they're up there now. So.
Folks can get to it that way, or they can always get to it from Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is just another way
of getting to it, a little more personal way.
Yeah.
So what's our focus for tonight, Leo and George?
Well, what was it, George? I know you wanted to talk more about the seismic problems that are facing us and the polar shift and 2012 coming up.
It's following, some of the abnormalities in the earthquakes and that. Mm-hmm.
The earthquake prophecies are really there. And,
yeah.
You know, what amazes me, George, has amazed me for years, is how the mainstream media does not touch on these unless they're unusual ones. But the one in Indonesia, the one in Mexico, and all these. You don't hear about these right now. They're not at the front. In fact, it's funny that I've noticed that the news has lately become more superficial, completely superficial. Dealing with celebrities and things like that. It's not even dealing with the news at all, any scientific or anything news. It's frightening.
And if a celebrity stubs their toe, that's what they focus on.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
It's kind of like it's as if nobody wants to know. Nobody wants that. They don't want anybody to know how bad things are getting. Like for instance, the sun spots that we're having. the meteor that's headed our way, the Nibiru, as well as all of the seismic activity that's going on right now around the world. It's almost as though the media in this country is just shut down and doesn't want to talk about any of this.
There isn't much of a media.
It's bullshit media, total bullshit media. But you know that doesn't it surprise you? Have you seen any? You haven't seen anything either, have you? Talked about on television or I don't even see much on the internet anymore. You know.
What about you?
You have to have an understanding of what you're playing with, and
right.
You know, I think the media doesn't know exactly what's going on other than what's been reported to them. And, you know, it's like the by passing a word around to a group of 10 people, you tell one person, the one next one will just pass it on. By the time it gets to the last person, it's altogether a different story or a different word.
But I think you
got to take a look at what's happening out there. And first of all, this is something that doesn't happen every day. And I'm talking about the seismographic events in our tectonic plates. They are moving, and it's like nobody really knows where it's leading to or where it's going to.
Well, do you think, George, that we're headed toward a polar shift? That's what's happening.
Well,
there's
no doubt about it. That is happening. It's not that it's going to happen. It is happening right now.
And part of the
abnormalities that we're experiencing is because the Earth is being affected. First of all, it's being affected by the magnetic power that it emanates, but it's also the electromagnetics of the Earth, and that's being affected right now by this sun activity. And this is something that's not only causing the pole shift, but it's also changing our weather patterns. And everything that we understand is shifting right now.
Are we actually leaning more in one direction than another at this point?
If I can interject, I just read an article this week that said that earlier this week that said that they predict that the polar shift is happening, and they say that Saudi Arabia in the Middle East will become the new North Pole. At the rate that it's going.
What do you think about that, George?
Well, I don't know where the new North and South Pole are going to end up being.
It's already moved
1,600
miles. It's already moved west 1,600 miles. So,
The North Pole?
The North Pole in the last, a few years.
So that's why we have that dramatic melting that they're talking
that's
about.
What's
it's
happening.
Not really global warming. It's
a polar
shift.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the shifting of the weather patterns.
Right.
But the problem is, you mentioned the North Pole has shifted. It's really shifted 1,800 miles, where you think the South Pole would also shift 1,800 miles in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
But it's not happening. It's only moving like 250
miles. It's not
happening
to the same degree. I heard the South Pole moved about 600 miles, all right.
Uh-huh.
But the North Pole has moved about 1,600 miles.
Well, if
now,
that's true,
if,
then
if it absolutely moves to that direction, it's going to tilt, and everything is going to shift and split. And that's happening, and it's happening quickly because you're hearing all of these strange sounds that people have been hearing around the country.
I wanted to mention that.
It's all related to the electromagnetic field and to the chain into the movement in inner Earth movement of the magma and the plates and so on, adjusting to this tremendous polar shift. And that's what's going on.
Now,
we're not seeing it for some reason as much, although we're seeing it in the weather patterns on the surface. But the inner Earth is having a tremendous shakedown. Plus, I mean, if you look at the earthquakes in Indonesia, there was like an 8.9 or something.
Yes.
And you know, and then the one in Mexico, which was a 7.8, and then all of these others that are happening around the world. You're seeing these things happening, but they're being reported, but not in the mainstream, not in a large number. Not as far as the severity of what's happening there.
Now, George,
let's jump back if we can to what was asked before. Where can I start here? You know, in understanding these weather abnormalities and also these earthquakes, the sun right now is going through a change. And first of all, it's at its high peak period every 11 years and so forth. We go through this peaking period. And, you know, we've talked before about this photon belt. And the ancients talked about this also. I think it's part of the old Mayan prophecies, but also part of the Hopi prophecies of the photon belt, that this was experienced in the precession of the equinox. In a precession, I'm talking about every 26,000 years, 26,900, something like that. I'm not sure. But it's a time where our Earth, our solar system, goes through a magnetic section of the solar system or our galaxy. And for 1,000 years, we have an overabundance of electrical charges. And what's happening is we've entered that time where we are crossing its path of this energy field. And the Earth or the Sun is being affected by this field. Now, what's happening with the Sun is that it has magnetic storms, or it has solar storms, I should say, that shoots plasma and energies out and it's only a matter of time before it reaches the Earth, and it distorts our magnetic field. So what's happening is that a part of these magnetic storms is causing havoc, I think, not only with the geomagnetic plates of the Earth, but also of all electrical hardware that is exposed to it, including the satellites out in space. Now, what's happening is some of these satellites that were built, let's say, before 1980 or so, or 1990, I'm not sure, but they were made that when they completed their usefulness, they would fall back to the Earth, and they were made in such a way that they would come apart and burn up before, you know, when it reached the atmosphere.
Right.
And what's happening is that on Tuesday, I should say, this magnetic storm, or this storm actually reached the sun on the 8th of the month. And since the 8th of the month, we felt, its effects have been affected by some of the earthquakes that we've experienced, but also by the satellites that have stopped running or stopped communicating with their bases here on the Earth. And what's happened is some of these are falling, into the atmosphere. And, you know, I was thinking of you guys. I think in Larchmont, Connecticut, on Tuesday, there was something that reported. They said it was a meteor, but it was the size of a whale that fell into a lake.
Yeah, it fell into Bantam Lake. That was in Litchfield, Connecticut.
What was it?
Yes, yes.
Two people reported it at 2 a.m. in the morning. One guy
driving
home, and the other was a state trooper who actually saw it. It was a green globe, and they reported it to be about the size of a whale that fell out.
Yes, yes. Well,
and it was reported that maybe it fell into Bantam Lake, but they could never find anything.
Where did you read that?
I heard it on the news.
Oh.
Twice.
If it was a meteor, I mean, the size of a whale, I mean, you'd have a much bigger impact, that's for sure. But I could believe that could be, you know, one of these old satellites that came down, that you know, they were built where they would destruct, but not totally. And
yeah.
I think Skylab years ago, when it used its usefulness, it fell to Earth and crashed, but they found large pieces of it.
Oh,
but
really?
I think that's what's happening right now, is that some of these magnetic pulses are burning out a lot of our electronic hardware out there in space, and it's falling, you know, it's falling back to Earth. And, you know, there's so many things that that you can direct toward this storm, but it all has to do with the storms that's going on in the sun and part of the activity there. And earthquakes, in the last 4 or 5 days, we've had a massive earthquakes around the world, big ones. And you mentioned before Sumatra. And there's a 6.2 earthquake. Then there was a, 8.2 earthquake. Then there was another one, 8.6 earthquake. And then another one, 6.2. So, you know, there's a lot of, a few big ones that are occurring. Just like in Mexico a couple days ago, there was a 6.2 earthquake right off the Baja Peninsula. And,
now,
you know, you don't hear this on the news, but Leo, you know, you guys had an earthquake, you know, just to your east, and that's right off the New Hampshire, or the Maine shore, which was, what size was that? That was, I wrote it down here.
That was quite a big one.
It was, well, I don't have the readings here, but I think it could be about 4.7. But
yeah,
there was also one yesterday in New Hampshire, not too far from you guys again. And it was a small one. And there was one in Ottawa, just north of New York, where I am now. And these are all part of this this fault that we live on. And that's the meridian fault that's being activated down there in Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee.
Now,
and
George,
that's
to,
the one that I'm worried about.
Now, George, compared to, say, 10 years ago, how many more earthquakes are we having now than we had then? I mean, did we always have a significant number of earthquakes and people just weren't concerned about it, never said anything because no one was hurt and buildings were fine? I mean,
the only time we heard anything is when there were big quakes. They weren't really large. They were moderate. In fact, you know, the Aleutian Islands up there, they've been having earthquakes for years. I remember back in 1964, there was a large earthquake that killed a number of people. I don't think it was as active as it is now. Now, it's the whole Pacific ring is activated, and not only by earthquakes, but also by volcanoes. And that's another thing on these fault lines. Understand that these tectonic plates, the pressure is released not only in the movements of the earth, but also in volcanoes. And the whole western coast is activated, and up by Oregon and Washington, you have Mount Hood, Mount St. Helens, the Three Sisters. All of that is active, and it's. I think in the last 2 months, they probably had about 3 different earthquakes off that coast of Vancouver and Washington, and they were in the ranges anywhere from 5 to 6 on the Richter scale, but they were on the in the water itself, just off the coast.
Yeah.
That has become active, but the last time this area was active was 1700s, and 1700, and there was an earthquake there on the west coast that emanated most of Japan. And it went 700 miles inland,
and devastated some of the towns close by the shore. What this is recorded, and it was the cause of it, was the earthquake and the tsunami that was created off the coast of Vancouver.
Now, we're on a fault here in New England, aren't we?
Yes.
And has this fault line ever been really active? I haven't really heard very much except what you just reported.
It is active, and there's been a lot of activity lately down in Arkansas and Oklahoma, and fairly recent Texas. I mean, Texas had an earthquake, I think, last week, and it was 4 on the Richter scale, maybe a little higher than that. I'm not sure. But that all connects with the Meridian Fault Line, which runs up part of the Mississippi into Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee, up to Pennsylvania, right through New York City, up through Long Island, up through Connecticut, and up through Massachusetts. And part of that strand also goes to over by up to Ohio, over to Lake Erie, Lake Ontario.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a fault line. If activated, the possibility of a few of the Great Lakes would actually drain into the Mississippi River and actually drain some of the lakes that we have up there. And, you know, this is all part of the ancient American prophecies that this possibly could happen. Roy Toy, I think, talked about this in the I Am American map, where, other people have talked about the shifting of the water, you know, from the Great Lakes back into the Gulf of Mexico.
Now,
but, you know, there's a lot of speculation on that, what's going to happen. But one thing for sure, we're experiencing a change in the Earth itself, not only the rotation, but also the intensity and the speed. You know, what we've talked about for years about the Earth is actually slowing down from its spin. And the gravity that is produced by that, the electromagnetics, is lessening. And the truth of the matter is, time is slowing down. And we're not as heavy as we were yesterday.
Well, that's a nice thing.
Because we have less gravity that's holding us here.
So what else? How else could that be affecting us? Our thinking? Do you know? Or anything else in our body?
Well, I don't know. How do you think it would affect people?
I don't know. That's why I asked you.
I would think they'd be more lightheaded, possibly more, I don't know.
Unable to focus?
Yeah, I would think there'd be a lot of distractions that would be coming into play more so than normal.
You know, when I was studying astrology, I would notice that with people, you know, with certain aspects of planets and so forth, you know, they have a meaning for everything they say. I don't believe that, but it's the astrological influences on a person. They're affected not only physically but also mentally. And you know, the understanding is that you wake up in the morning and it's a cloudy day outside, and you go, "Ick, you know, I don't feel too good. I'd rather stay in bed." I mean, you can make yourself sick, but my point is that people are psychologically affected by the waves of energies that roll over, electromagnetic energies, I should say. And it affects not only physical property, but also our the way we think. And, you know, the weight of our thinking, or the weight in the sense of materialism.
I think it's interesting that when you think the Mayan calendar is going to end in December 21st, all right, but you think about the elections that are coming up in November, okay, of 2012, and you think of all of the significance of these things that are happening right now, it's kind of amazing, and you wonder if that's even irrelevant. The presidential elections and so on.
Or is it really important?
Is it even important?
Is it more important, you know, is it less important? You just don't know.
Yeah, because of the timing.
Yeah.
And you know, you start to think about this and you go, well, you know, if prophecies are true, okay, then any time that the great Antichrist would appear, all right, would definitely be...
Do you think soon?
2012. Yeah, you know, it would be the big time for that, for somebody like that.
What do you think, George?
But you know, I thought the Antichrist was actually George W. Bush, but now I'm beginning to wonder if it's Obama, you know,
or someone else.
But it's like, it sure is. And then we had one guy from the Cutting Edge Ministry.org, and he was a fascinating guy, James Bay, I think his name is.
Oh yeah, he was very good.
And he
was
a fascinating guy, and he thought that William, Prince William, was being proved to be the Antichrist. All right.
And I tended to agree with him on that.
And he brought up some information that seemed to make sense, but it's interesting, and you know who the Antichrist will be and when it will be. When it will happen.
What do you think, George?
What do you think the Antichrist is?
Well, that's a good question. I always thought it was somebody who was going to be,
Antichrist.
Antichrist, of course.
The message of Christianity. That's
right,
what I thought.
Exactly. Or you know, somebody evil, somebody, a supreme dictator, a worldwide dictator who would... impose these massive draconian methods to dominate the world population, and barcoding and people and all these things. I mean, if you look at the beast, they call him the beast. Hitler was actually considered the beast. All right, that was talked about in the Revelation, and. And the Jews were the ones that got the mark on their arms, you know, and all of this. So in essence, that Antichrist aspect probably already happened, all right? But and we've lived through it. But they also said we would live through it. The world would survive the Antichrist, all right? And until the end, when Christ came himself, all right? And covered the world, but ruled the world for 1,000 years. So, I mean, it's a fascinating mythology, a religious mythology, but it's like, you know, if you look at everything from the way it's happened so far, a lot of the predictions were correct. All right, they knew what was going on, they knew what was going to happen, and they knew about the earthquakes and the political changes and so on and so forth. But the actual depiction of the Antichrist, everybody's been waiting for that, you know. I remember when Gorbachev had the birthmark on his head, people thought he was the Antichrist. People thought that George Bush was the Antichrist. People thought that... Barack Obama is the Antichrist, you know.
Well, I've seen a picture today of Barack Obama with a boy, and I think it was a young kid.
Was that the
was an American flag behind the boy, and Obama had a T-shirt on, which marked a conference with... Aleister Crowley.
Yeah, he had a T-shirt on.
Unbelievable! Unbelievable! And if people really knew Aleister Crowley, what he stood for, and what he did, you know, it's stand up and say something about it. You know, that's not a symbol or something. To attach yourself to, unless you're a musician or you're somebody who's knowledgeable in black magic and the workings of
Did you see that on Facebook, George?
Yeah, I did. I did. Yeah.
That's the one I said.
Where I seen it? I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
Leo sent that to you.
I sent it out public, just so people. But some guy wrote back to me and said he thought that was a Photoshop job, but it could have been. But nevertheless, it was awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was just totally disgusting. But that's okay. I mean, you know, everybody's got their own ways, and I respect that. But
it was a good Photoshop job, I'll tell you that, if it was Photoshop. But when I saw that, I couldn't believe it. You know,
I don't know where the hell this country is going to, but it's going to be interesting this fall, that's for sure. How these elections are going to run.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, George.
Yeah, but I just want to get through
through the year
with, you know, the change. I mean, this year has been astronomical. This whole winter has been astronomical, and it's great.
Cold.
I mean, we're having some beautiful weather here, but
hey,
you know, it's just everything is rushed.
Almost 90 degrees next week.
Yeah, it's amazing just to watch the foliage on the trees, you know. But that's the way it is, I guess.
Well, next week it's supposed to be 88 degrees around here.
Yeah,
same here.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's 88 degrees. Can you imagine that? In April.
Well, take advantage of it because Mount Etna is erupting. And also, I think there in Iceland, we have some volcanoes that are active.
There too.
And, you know, it's these weather patterns are creating havoc, you know, all over the place. Just like in Texas, they had 2 feet of hail. Two feet of hail. Can you imagine that?
Oh.
And in China, that hail, they lost a lot of their crops. A lot of their crops were destroyed because of the hail. But, you know, it's just part of Mother Nature here. And, I'd say it's part of these magnetic storms that we're experiencing.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Well, do you have any thoughts on who is the Antichrist, or do you believe in that, or not?
Well, you know, I don't find for or against it at this point. What does it mean by the Antichrist? You know, other than I do believe that. The Antichrist is maybe Lucifer, if you want to call it that, but it has to do with the nature of three-dimensional reality. And
I thought about it as being Israel. Personally, I've thought of the Antichrist being the Zionist nightmare that exists in Israel right now.
Could be.
It has taken over the whole world. I mean. You know,
I don't think they've taken over the whole world, Leo.
Oh yeah, George. They're only 2% of the entire population of the United States, and they control 95% of the country. All right.
How do they control it?
Well, Goldman Sachs. You know, the major investment bankers. Almost every one of your congressmen, every one of your all of your senators. They're all sworn allegiance to Israel and AIPAC and all of this. You got so many Jewish congressmen there. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's hysterical. We got five knuckleheads running for the Senate up here to replace Joe Lieberman. They're all freaking Jewish. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable. It's like, you know, who's kidding who? You know, the entire Zionist agenda, all right, is being played out before us, and the United States is just sitting back. Oh, they're Jews, okay. You know, they can run for office, you know. But it's like they're sworn allegiance to Israel, you know. It's just freaking amazing to me how our country is being operated, you know, but being deceived and being lied to, and like how we're being so manipulated by this Israeli. Bullshit's going on. It just totally amazes me.
Yeah, but Leo, I think what's happening right now is all this is coming out into the open.
Well, they own the media, George. They own the media. They own the government. They own
all
the
Well, you know what they say, what comes around goes around.
Oh, shit. I mean, if you own everything, you can control everything. And, you know, you know, who the fuck are you kidding? You know, it's Zionist day every day, you know, and in this country. And
let's say in Zionist, let's say the powers that be are breaking down. And I see it with the control people,
not just
the media, but take a look at the police force. What's happening there? For so many years,
they've had somebody
that would back them and defend them, but this fellow down there.
Look who's running the federal, the state governments. All right, city governments are all run by Jews. I mean, the biggest ones in the country are biggest cities. You know, you got Chicago, you got Rahm Emanuel, and in New York, you got Dickhead Bloomberg. Okay, I mean, who's
what do you propose, Leo? What do you propose to do?
I mean, two of the biggest cities in the country, okay, mayors are Jews. Okay. All of your major corporations are all owned and operated. All of your media are owned and operated by Jews. Okay, you know your entertainment industry is all Jewish. I mean, if you look at everything that's coming out of anywhere, all right, all you're seeing is Jewish propaganda bullshit everywhere. All right, and you know, so it's like fuck the Jews. Okay, fuck the Zionists. All right. Let's get back to a straight and narrow America here, you know. You know, I don't intend to be speaking Hebrew very, very soon, and I don't expect too many people I know to be speaking Hebrew, you know. So let's get back to basics and figure out who's running what, all right. The Jewish population is only 2% of this country, all right. Where's the other 98%, all right, and that's what we're wondering, all right. So you know, I'm totally against the Zionist regime, George. You know,
well, whatever.
Israel and any alliance we have with that horrible country. So it's like, you know, that's my you know.
See, I don't take sides. I'm neutral on this, but no, I understand your point, Leo.
I
understand what you're saying. I think even the Zionist support is all coming breaking apart. And I think right now we're in a power struggle.
I'm glad, but then I see where the power really is, power in the media and the publishing industry and everything wherever you can get, wherever they can block you out, you know, they'll block you out, you know, and that's the way they operate. So, you know. The fact that we're doing a paranormal show right now, all right, and talking about Zionism and kind of sneaking that in. But, you know, they've cut out, and Blog Talk has actually censored some of my programs, all right. You know, they've knocked out the audio on some of my programs that were dealing with Zionism and with the Jewish issue. So it's like, I know what's going on out there, George, and it's all dominated and it's all controlled. You know, and the fact that we're actually on the air right now is you know, talking about this and haven't been cut off, you know, is actually a good thing. And I don't know why. It's probably because I'm talking to George Dixon.
You know what's happening down there in Florida with the Zimmerman situation?
Sneaking it in, you know.
Go ahead, George.
Zimmerman? Yeah, it was Zimmerman.
I think that's an example of what people of authority are going through right now.
Yeah,
where, you know, they always thought they would have people above them backing them up.
I think Zimmerman's Jewish. I think he's just an idiot, all right, who just got, you know, he just has, you know, Bob.
He took the law into his own hands, and he was not to do that.
He did.
I think initially the way it was handled through Internals Affair, it was something that was what it was accepted. What he did, he did it through normal procedures, and he wasn't arrested at the time, and he wasn't really questioned other than you know, what happened, and they took his word for, you know, the situation. But before you know it, you know, it's bumped up where now they're going to indict him for murder, second degree murder.
I think this
is just an example of, you know, these people just can't do this stuff and think that, you know, they can get away with it.
I mean, it's terrible
what they were doing during the riot or the protest.
I argue with you.
Up and down and spray these people in the eyes, you know, with spray and from total immunity for what they're doing.
Yeah, but George, I gotta question what you're saying on this Zimmerman case, because Zimmerman, it looks like Zimmerman actually was a self-defense issue, okay?
Could have been, maybe.
And, you know, I mean, he made a couple of mistakes, okay, and it cost the guy's life. But God damn, when you start looking at the details a little more. It turned out that Trayvon, what's his face, all right, was actually carrying burglar tools, and he had stolen women's jewelry and stuff. He had stolen stuff, and he had it in his backpack. Okay,
we only heard that once.
We saw it on the news, right? Yeah. We saw it come across the news, all right? Also, that Zimmerman got the short end of the deal. This Trayvon Martin or whatever the hell his name was, took him on and went after him, smacked him in the head, all right,
right,
put him on the ground, and was actually on top of him, giving him, you know, beating the shit out of him. So he thought, you know, his reaction was, fuck this guy, it's either him or me, one of us are going to get killed. And he shot the guy, all right, fuck him. Okay, he shot him. I would have shot the guy, too, if you had been beating me up.
But if that's true, you don't know that it is.
No, but I'm just saying, if the evidence showed that this son of a bitch was beating me up, okay, all right, you know, well, it didn't matter. It showed it. I mean, if the guy was beating me up, broke my nose.
I understand what you're saying.
And I had this, I had this guy. No, listen.
You've already said
If I had this six-foot-something guy, you know, smashing me around, I'd fucking shoot the guy too. I don't care what color he was. I'd shoot the bastard through the head. You know, rather than be killed myself, I'd shoot the guy 15 times. I don't care. I'd empty my revolver at the guy. I'm stopping yelling. But what I'm saying is,
we heard you twice.
You know, but you know, this guy. Okay, this guy's not getting a fair trial, and it's got to be seen.
It's not a trial yet. It's only...
Lila, I don't know. You're a Trayvon Martin groupie also? I mean, everybody seems to be a Trayvon Martin groupie.
Either way. I'm waiting to see what the evidence...
Well, I feel that the evidence has already come out.
We don't know
that... The reason they didn't take this guy...
You believe everything you
said. No. The reason they didn't arrest this guy in the first place, all right, is because... they saw it as a self-defense situation, all right? And it was through the pressure of an outside prosecutor, not even a state prosecutor, some shithead from outside.
It was a federal.
He was a state.
Can I say something? Does it matter? Does it really matter? But take a look who's involved with this. You get Jesse Jackson and these other racial leaders.
They don't come together
for nothing. And I'm not saying somebody is wrong or somebody is right. I'm just saying people are coming together, and this is an issue that's out into the public.
But it's an issue, George, that's going to come into it.
So I'm not saying that one person is right, one person is wrong, other than it doesn't matter because it's out in the open, and it's what we're dealing with.
It's Christ. All I'm saying is that this guy has not been given a fair trial yet. All right.
No, at the end.
And once he goes to trial, I guarantee you the guy's going to walk away because, you know, this is a bullshit trial. Okay, the guy, you know, I think it's going to come down to the point where it's a self defense and the guy shot him, and you know, that was the end of that. All right, and whether or not Trayvon Martin is such a handsome black kid, who the fuck cares if he looks like Barack Obama? All right? I mean, you hear Barack Obama say, If I would have had a son, he would have looked like me. All right? Like, who the frick cares if he looked like Barack Obama? You know? I mean, this is the kind of bullshit that's happening here. All right? And I think
the real bullshit of what's happening with Iran over there and what's going on with Israel and the pressure that they're
being. Yeah, Iran is a
right now it's almost all open war.
Yeah, well, of course. Of course. Iran's bullshit. We've been talking about it for the last 10 years. All right?
No,
but
we're talking about the Zimmerman case.
Yvonne Martin is like it's a big bullshit thing.
You don't know that it is. Until all the facts come out, you don't really know.
I think it is.
My opinion, George, is that Zimmerman made a fatal error that's costing him a lot of aggravation.
Without a doubt, yes.
Mm-hmm. He was instructed not to follow the guy, to stay in his car, and he disregarded that.
Yeah.
Well, according to what we've heard.
That's what the police said.
They
told him, or the 911 call, they told him, don't get out of your car, and he did. And then after that, you know, we really don't know what happened for sure, because the other guy is dead.
Right.
But let me finish, Leo. It's become very political.
But
you know,
it's become so political that I think...
So who knows what the truth will be.
I think you're going to find that Zimmerman probably acted in self-defense. All right, and the fact that he's in there now, it's only because of political pressure that he's in there. And you know, based
poor
on what we've talked about before, what political pressure can do to somebody, and you know, John Ford being a perfect example of that. All right, so you know, So you know, I think Zimmerman's getting the raw deal here. I think he's gonna have to go through fire for it, but you know, I think at the end, you're gonna get a bunch of jurors that are gonna look at this thing and say, "Christ, it was self-defense." Plus, it was in Florida, where they have the right to self-defense there. All right.
You don't have the right to shoot and kill somebody. I don't care if you're fighting on the ground. You know.
Sorry, but they've been given.
Give you the right to kill somebody.
Yes, they
do. Defend your life, you do.
No. There's other ways of stopping somebody. And the first thing being is disarming them.
Florida,
can come after you, either cut their arm or their leg. I mean, you don't have to kill them.
They can cut off their fucking head. It doesn't matter.
No good.
It's a stand your ground issue, all right? Regardless of how they kill one another, if you're being attacked, you have the right to kill another person for self-defense.
To defend yourself. That doesn't really give you the right to kill somebody.
Yes.
If your life is threatened, you do.
You're damn right, George.
Yeah, but I mean, well, you know, there comes a point, just like somebody gets threatened by a mad driver next to me. I'm just saying that there are other ways.
I know what you're saying, George.
Handling situations, they're not being used.
George, I'll tell you something. This is. I've had my life threatened twice, okay? Twice, where I've had a gun put to my gut, all right? And another one where I've actually had a guy with a knife, come after me, all right? Both those instances, all right? Both of those instances, if I would have had a gun, I would have shot the bastards, all right? In self-defense, or I would have been shot, no question, all right? But I had those things happen to me. Now, you don't think normally.
You're obviously still here, so you didn't need a gun.
No, but the only way that I was defended was because another guy came up behind that guy with a double barrel shotgun and threatened to blow his head off if he didn't move away. All right? And that was the only reason I survived that shot, okay? Yeah, well, you don't believe that, but that's what happened, Lila. All right? The second one, George, was I was in a knife fight. Son of a bitch came out of a bar and attacked me, okay, with a knife fight, right? It was a really unusual thing. I didn't expect it coming, but the guy attacked me because I was messing with his ex-wife, I wasn't messing with her. She was the waitress in the place, and I came out of the place, all right, and he attacked me, all right, drew a knife, cut my sleeve. Okay. What I did is I turned the knife. I was able to turn the knife on him, shove it up his gut. Okay, and then bang on a window. Okay, and then they grabbed. grabbed the guy and they took him out. You know, they knew the guy was a nut. All right. But the only reason that I shoved it up his gut was because I was able to, because it was going to go in my gut. Okay. So if that, you know, I'm really sorry the guy got hurt. All right. But you know what? No charges were pressed against me. It was total self-defense. There were about 10 witnesses that showed that what he did. All right. And I had a bleeding arm. All right. So it's like that told me to this day. I mean, I believe in self-defense because it's either you or them. All right. And, you know, it comes down to that. So, I mean, you know, you have a whole different change of look on life. All right. When you're face to face with that. All right. The guy that came up to me with a revolver. I was standing with a bunch of guys, came up to me with a revolver, stuck it in my chest, all right, and said he was going to blow me away, all right? All right, and what happened was this friend of mine got his gun out from the back, cocked it behind the guy's head and says, "You make one more move, buddy, you're blowing your head off." I said, "Let me move," all right, because I didn't want to get in the blood splatter, all right? That's what happened, and the guy dropped his gun, and it took off, and then the whole thing was resolved. But you know that could have wound up with my death as well. But you know you go through those points in your life, and you go, "Fuck this," you know. Yeah. So if you've never been through a self defense, I'm sure you have, George. I know you were in the Marines and everything else, but you know that's a life changing event. All right, and you never forget that. You never forget that moment. All right, especially when you have to turn the knife into somebody else.
Well, Leo, we're way off our topic from this evening.
I'm just saying.
I want to jump back if I can to some of the effects that people are feeling on the Earth here, and it could be because of these magnetic storms and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to do with the North Koreans. The North Koreans try to launch a nuclear missile.
Yeah,
or
I mean, you
got to
realize the severity of what's
going on. It wasn't a nuclear missile. They launched a missile
it was some kind of a test flight.
Yeah, that was stated that could possibly have nuclear capabilities
in the
future.
But they also launched an underground nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
The only thing I heard about is that this thing apparently went off course and it destroyed itself. Soon after a takeoff. Is that what you heard?
Yeah, do you think it was shot down?
Was it shot down?
Yeah, I wondered if it was shot down.
No, we wondered if it was shot down, too, because it went.
If possibly the aliens did that.
I think the U.S. or somebody who was sitting there watching the thing happen was sitting there, because they had all kinds of CIA junk and Navy stuff, and everybody was in the South Pacific there. And they were all looking at that thing happening. So it wouldn't surprise me, because the way that the trajectory happened, it went over South Korea, and then as it was going over South Korea, they just disintegrated into three pieces. So
yeah.
somebody pulled the plug on it, you know, and just blew up, because yeah, they're not going to allow a missile test over South Korea. Come on, not when you got 50,000 American troops sitting in South Korea. You know,
I was watching earlier in the week this movie, the Thrive movie, and they were talking about the aliens as, you know, one of the not the threats, but something that is coming to the surface, and
yeah.
we're going to acknowledge America. We'll be acknowledging this pretty soon, and there's so much activity now around the country with aliens that you know, you can't dispute that something is out there. And you know, some of the other countries in the world, you know, they acknowledge and connect with the aliens, but it's just something with our government that we're not acknowledging it. I don't know, but I think it's just a matter of time coming out.
Russia.
What other countries have acknowledged it? Or do you know, remember?
Russia.
Well, Mexico has. Russia has acknowledged it. France has acknowledged it.
Brazil, I believe, has acknowledged it. Argentina and
Russia.
Down in South America, they've been monitoring these aliens for quite a while now.
Yeah.
And even down in Mexico, there's been a rash of sightings, but activity there for the last for the last 15 years. I think it's time where this comes out, and I think it will come out because we need somebody to give us maybe a hand in dealing with some of these problems that we have. And Fukushima there in Japan is one of them because it's terrible what's going on there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is affecting us. And I believe the cult that's hitting the West Coast now is affected by radiation. So, you know, I think any help that we can get at this point would be beneficial for us. And, you know, I know and I do believe that we can clean up 80% of the pollution on this earth, but we still have 20% that we can't clean up. And atomics is part of that, so I think there's a way there because there sure the hell is a will, and I think there's an interception we need an intercession, I think, in dealing with some of these problems.
Well, we need help, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. But maybe the ending times will be a part of that. Will help promote, you know, what we need, and maybe just change things around. If not, bringing to a head everything that's going on now, and it's going to happen too fast, and it all happens at one time. We're in a hell of a problem.
Oh yeah.
Well.
Yeah, we are.
That's true, George.
Yeah, there's no doubt, George. We're on the verge. I see it. I see it in everything that's happening here, but. I don't think we can get away from the inevitable, and I'm just waiting. I don't know. I mean, there's so much happening right now. I'm just waiting to see what else happens. I don't know what else.
Well,
I can
that's
do.
The way the world has always been.
You just wait and see.
Right
know,
along.
And just say. Okay, well, everything's happening. What can we do to prepare for this? What can we do to prepare for this? And it's like, I don't know how you can prepare for a polar shift, you know, where suddenly, you know, in 0 point merge, where suddenly there's no gravity.
You know,
right?
it's not like riding the roller coaster where you hold on and close your eyes.
Like,
I don't know.
What do you do? You know,
maybe it is.
Every day they're talking about financial.
Well, I think that's the way you do it. You got to hold on. And close your eyes, and wherever you take it, you're going to take it. But you know, you put your best into it, best foot forward, and you can't deny yourself. I mean, you did all you could, but you got to go into it with your eyes open but closed, and hope for the best.
I think
the Mayans talk about this as a time of co-creation.
Yeah,
I think we individually. Sure. Can manufacture, you know, a reality that not only we can cope with, but also we can enjoy. And
I
think maybe that's part of understanding this time right now, where, you know, we got to get rid of the old and bring in the new.
But before
you bring in the old, I mean, you got to bring it to a close. And to be truthful, you know, the less heartache and the bloodshed, the better. So, you know.
Oh, you know it. You know it, but
hope for the best.
But at the same time, there's something I can't put this aside, and it's that everybody at this point right now, we're dealing with something that is so we're dealing with a time that is so weird that you can't rule out. I would say probably in the next 6 months too, when things start getting crazier and crazier and crazier, you know, the pressure on individuals to fight for themselves, to fight for their homes, to fight for their lives may be here again, you know. And
I don't believe anything of what you're saying. Well, the world just rolls on.
But you know what's funny, Lila? You know what's funny? I'll tell you something. You know, if anything came up and somebody attacked your dog, or there were some people running up to your house and trying to break in, guess who would be the first one?
I would defend myself.
You would be defending yourself fully, right?
Of course I would.
Yeah, and if you had
there's
a gun,
no doubt in my mind.
If you had a gun or a butcher knife, you would stand there waiting because you wouldn't want to be butchered.
I would never have a gun.
You would rape and let them. You would let them rape you and arrest you.
No, don't be ridiculous.
And cut off your head.
Don't be ridiculous.
Well,
that's just stupid talk.
Lila would stand at the front door.
I agree with you, Lila.
He's fine.
Come on, Leo.
With a butcher knife, ready to cut anybody up
who
threatened her existence.
Well, you know what?
I can't help it. As much as I love peace and love and all that stuff, you know, when it comes right down to it.
Everybody, you know, people are going to defend themselves. That's true.
You got to defend yourself.
I would like to think that things are just going to move along and expand in a positive way. If they don't, there's not much we can do if the earth turns around. What am I going to do?
Yeah, you can't do much.
You just
find lines, that's all.
Just close your eyes, grit your teeth, and hold on.
There you go.
That's all.
Enjoy the ride.
And make sure you defend yourself. You know,
I don't
think
you're going to be worried about that because everybody's.
Well, wouldn't you defend yourself against tigers or lions or?
Don't be ridiculous, Leo.
No, you just think you could feed them and be everything would be kind.
No, don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, like pet day or something. No, but you know.
I just wear my Jets shoes so I can just fly above them all.
Yeah, right.
I agree with you, George.
But
there you
go,
dear. You got it.
What are you going to do? You know, you just
the things happen, George. It happens. It's there. It's real. It's, you know that. And
well, you don't know that it is.
As much as I hate to believe that it's real, it's real. I've seen it. You
haven't seen anything. You just see what other people are speculating about. That's all.
I've seen things, Lila, I don't want to see again. And, you know, and you try to avoid life situations that bring you there. So it's like, you know, I'm at the same point now. If I can avoid seeing the nightmare scenarios of the revelation and everything else that's coming through, then God willing, I'm going to try to do that no matter how I can avoid seeing it. But if I have to see it and we're faced with it one-on-one with a situation, then by God, we have to handle it, you know. So
you do the best that you can.
That's what we do. And, you know,
people in this world face nightmare situations every single day, every single second.
Yeah.
Other people are facing their own personal nightmares. They're shot or they're raped or they're attacked. That happens all the time in this world. This is not a perfect world, and the next phase is not going to be perfect either.
How do you know?
Because it's not going to be.
Because the next phase will be totally different from this one.
Well,
we won't be bringing our evil with us.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
we'll see about that.
What do you think, George? You think we'll be cleansed of all this crap in the next?
No, I'll take all the fun out of it because it wouldn't offer any character.
I'll have his play, but I would love to just be able to spend day after day after day through eternity just enjoying myself and, you know, in bliss. You know that.
Well, that's what I call retirement.
I'm talking about bliss where you don't have any physical ailments, you don't have any mental problems, everything is just one pure joy, you know, and that's...
I have my cornflakes in the morning, that's all I care about.
I don't care about cornflakes.
I hear you, George.
I do.
It's really, in life, it's the simple things.
That's it.
You guys are rooted to the third dimensional base. I personally have flown the coop, you know. As far as I'm concerned, things are, you know, they're there, but it's not what you really want. You want to be elsewhere. You want everything to be fine and perfect and just, you know, living in that fourth, fifth dimension, wherever we're supposed to go from here.
Look, before we close off tonight, I got to say that for those who know John Ford. If you could basically sign a petition asking for some legal representation and some support in his battle to get out of the psychiatric hospital.
Where do they sign up for that, George?
Well, you go to UFOteacher.com.
UFOteacher.
And that is by Richard Smith.
Right.
And he has put together this petition. And hopefully next time we meet, I'll have some more information from John Ford, because I seen him last week, and he's doing very good. But I know he was getting ready for his hearing that was postponed until April, I believe.
Oh.
And I believe in April, his lawyer is able to appeal, I think, the hearings that has been denied John the last 4 or 6 years. And apparently there may be some action in hopefully getting him out of the state hospital. So things are moving at this point, and I'll have more information, I think, the next time we get together, and I'll be able to pass it along. But I'm just going to try to keep up with it the best I can. And,
can you give folks an idea of who this guy is, this John Ford?
John Ford was arrested back in 1997 for a possible murdering a politician in Long Island. Because of his, I think, investigating a UFO crash on Long Island.
Oh.
And I think what happened is John stepped on some political toes, and they locked him away, and they declared him loony, and he hasn't even been charged with any laws, and there he sat for 16 years with not being able to defend himself, because there's no charges have been laid, other than a doctor has declared him unfit to stand trial. So I think that's what he's fighting right now. And this has gone on far too long, and I've never heard of a person being locked away for 16 years and like he has been. But, you know, things are moving, and if nothing else, this is just part of some of the things that are happening right now. They're coming to the surface. And John Ford's imprisonment has come to the surface, and I've known John from the very beginning there. And him and I, we don't share the same views, but I respect him as being a researcher in his field, as I am a researcher in my field. But I don't wish that on my worst enemy, of being locked away like that.
Does
and,
he have
you know,
a
that's
family,
just part
George?
Of the politics.
Does he have a family?
Yes, he's got a sister and a brother, I believe, that are still living. He lost his mother right before he was thrown in jail, and that's his only family, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean they took everything he had. The only thing he has, Pat, he always left his pension that was a state pension because he was a court officer. He worked for the court systems. But that's another story we can talk about later.
Okay.
So hopefully I'll have some good news next time we talk.
Okay, that'd be great. And I guess we've come right to the end of our show.
Yeah. So thanks, George. Thanks for being on tonight.
Well, I want to thank you for having me. And
it's great, George. Thank you for being on.
We covered a lot of ground tonight. So
that we have.
Yeah. So
glad to be with you, folks, and thank you.
You too, guys.
You too, George. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, now.
All right. And we want to thank everybody who joined us tonight, and tell your friends about us.
Yeah. Have a good night, folks.
Good night, everyone.